Hi, I'm Cindy Talley. I've got that old rascal Luke Clayton on the phone, and it's been a long time. Good morning, Luke. How are you?
Well, good morning, Cindy. Yeah, I've been winging this thing by myself, but it's good to have you back with me. I'm glad it just seems to work very well like this.
You know, one of the things I respect about you is the fact that when you go out hunting or fishing, it's not for the sport of it. You are actually going out there to bring home the bacon. And you have a new book. It has recipes in it. And I'm hoping that you'll share a couple of those recipes today.
We will, Cindy. Yeah, the book is all about hog hunting and preparing the meat and making ham, making sausage. It's called Kill to Grill, of all things. It's a pretty appropriate name, I thought. Yeah, there's a chapter strictly on recipes of ways through the years that I've cooked pork. One of them is particularly tasty that a lot of people wouldn't probably put with wild pork. But, you know, everyone eats, most people eat breakfast sausage. There's all kind of good breakfast sausage available. Well, I make my own breakfast sausage and smoked sausage from wild hogs. It's some of the best I've ever eaten. It's leaner than what you can buy. But this is cabbage rolls, and here's the way I cook it. I call it camp cabbage rolls, Cindy. If you like cabbage rolls, you'll love this recipe, and you'll love the simplicity of it too, I think. Just start with whatever breakfast sausage you like. Now, I use, of course, the breakfast sausage that I make, and this recipe is for about six or seven people, about a pound and a half of sausage. You could cut that down to 1 pound of sausage if you wanted to. A cup and a half of jasmine rice. Take your sausage and incorporate the rice into it, raw sausage, of course, and raw jasmine rice. And make little meatballs about, an inch and a quarter, whatever size meatballs you actually like. Make the meatballs and reserve them, set them on the side. Take your meatballs, put them in it. Now, I like to use a Dutch kettle, at least use a thick-walled pot to cook this with. But I always use a Dutch kettle, and I'll grease the bottom of it just to put a little oil on the bottom. Layer the bottom with the sausage and rice meatballs and chunk your cabbage, not real big chunks, but maybe, an inch thick. And it doesn't hurt if you have some loose cabbage leaves. Put them in there too, but put a layer of sausage, a layer of your cabbage, and you just keep layering it up till you get near the top. And for your liquid, of course, you're going to have liquid to simmer this. Use a big can of spicy V8 juice. Pour that in there, bring it up to a boil, cut it down real low, put a lid on it, let it cook for about, I'd say 40, 45 minutes, but very low, and occasionally take a spatula and get down in the bottom and make sure none of those cabbage leaves stick. They probably won't, but, make sure you keep liquid in there. And then if you like a little extra rice, you can put a little more water in there, say a half a cup of water and a half more cup of just loose rice in that, and kind of stir it around, put the lid back and cook that rice 20 minutes. Cindy, that makes some of the best. They're really not cabbage rolls, but they have all the ingredients of a cabbage roll. But, I remember my grandmother and my mother, and they would take for hours wrapping those leaves around the sausage. But this is an easy way to do it, and the flavor is just the same,
I almost was thinking about lasagna when you were talking about how you layer it, because that's really the technique you're using. This recipe you could easily do in the crock pot. Start it, and then when you come home, everything's ready to eat.
You could, Cindy. Being an old camp cook, a lot of times I'll cook it on a camp stove. You can cook it on top of your range in your oven, in your kitchen. But out in the camp, if you're a camp setting, a lot of times in the Dutch kettle, I put a few coals underneath and then on top and just let it go for about 45 minutes. And yeah, it's easy to cook, and you really, in the summertime, you don't have to heat the oven up to do it.
Right. Oh, this recipe is on our website, hppr.org. You can go there, listen to all the past. Luke, thanks so much for being with me this morning.
You bet. I enjoyed it very much. Look forward to next week.
Today's show has been made possible by Darton Archery, Air Force Air Guns, Dallas Safari Club, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Hunter's Supply, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Air Guns of Texas, Sun Optics USA, MEPS, and Mr. Twister Lures.